Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 482. Relation of Christ's Death to Character Transformation. It is not enough for our spiritual interest to read the Word of God, thinking that a knowledge of the truth contained therein will be sufficient for our salvation. The one of whom we read must be our dependence. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. We cannot be safe because we believe certain doctrines as truth. We must press the matter still farther. The word of our captain is heard. Go forward. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. In obeying our leader we shall possess the blessings which the word of God implies and reveals for our understanding. The truth may be accepted in its beautiful form, but it cannot be saving truth for the receiver, unless it is brought into the practical life, exercising its influence upon mind and character. We must have that faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Here, my dear friends, is where you can work for others' good. The precious revelation of God's will in the Scriptures with all their unfolding of glorious truth is only a means to an end. The death of Jesus Christ was a means to an end. The most powerful and efficacious provision that He could give to our world was the means. The end was the glory of God and the uplifting, refining, ennobling of the human agent. Holiness to God is glorifying Him by the entire conformity of the human will to the divine. There is a clean, pure mind. The soul and the body, as Christ's purchased possession, is to be presented to God without spot or wrinkle, or any such thing. This will prove the counteracting of Satan's ingenious work to ruin man. This is the recreation of the human agent through Jesus Christ's merits. A clean thing is brought out of an unclean, restoring the image of God in man. The human agent is to go forward to reach the highest standard of perfection of character by beholding the character of Jesus Christ.